This is Knife Play, an anonymous X-Men First Class fanfic found on the First Class Kink meme over at LiveJournal. Written for the prompt, the knowledge that Eric controls the knife flitting over Charles' skin turns them both on. Read by Rena Jenkins, rated R, pairing Eric Charles. Thank you to the anonymous author who wrote this, and hope you enjoy this. Charles shakes silently as the knife tip just scratches a rapidly pinkening trail down his bare chest. The metal is cold, the excitement, anticipation flooding him in waves of sweat and heat. Even with his eyes closed, he can see flashes of himself through Eric's eyes, can feel Eric's arousal, and worst, best of all, can taste Eric's dangerous lack of boundaries and propriety. "I can feel you," Eric says, from his seat across the room, where he is fully dressed, poised, composed, at that absolute edge of control. "In my head." The knife twists and dances a curving stripe, and another. Charles bites his lip. "If you have carved a heart on my chest, Eric, even faintly, I shall find your most humiliating memories and play them all out at you." Eric smiles. "But how else would I show you how much I care?" "I can't believe you," Charles says, largely to himself. He twists against the carpet, willing the knife to either cut or stop teasing, but never willing Eric to do a thing. He arches up, pressing his body towards the metal, and Eric stops it, holds it still. Charles presses up, up, imagining the point piercing him, imagining the vicious sensation as a kind of relief, wondering what it will do to Eric, who looks so unflustered, who feels so calm inside, calmer than he should, surely, at this stage of arousal, given that he's a raging mass of fuck knows what when he's so much as making tea. Seeing this, Eric simply raises the blade accordingly. "I wouldn't have gone to the trouble of securing you if I wanted you to play an active role in this, Charles. I don't need your gift to know that you want me to draw this out. Don't try and rush me." So he doesn't. He waits and shakes and sweats and throbs in a mass of desire and nerves, and when the knife finally cuts him, it takes all his mental strength not to come instantly. Eric is leaning forwards in the chair, at last looking more than aloof, and Charles stops looking in his mind now, couldn't concentrate anyway, doesn't want to see the things Eric sees in this, just to see Eric himself, lips parted, breath shallow, biting his own tongue. The knife whips and cuts again. Long, shallow. Charles groans, growling, eyes rolling back, closing, concentrating then only on the feeling. In a moment, a cold, flat line is across his throat. "Eyes open," Eric says, there, suddenly, right above him, when Charles obeys. Eric takes the knife in his hand, twirls it between his fingers. He presses the edge of the blade to Charles' naked shoulder and makes a smooth, sleek incision. "Why do you let me do this?" he asks. Charles realizes his instinct is to look into Eric's mind for the answer to that. Instead, he replies, "For the way you look at me when I let you take this much control." "Let me." "Yes." The knife flickers again at Charles' collarbone. "As if you could stop me?" Charles smiles, breath coming in gasps now, every inch of his body shining with sweat where it isn't beaded with blood. "What interests me most is whether or not you could stop yourself, Eric." "I wish I had your gift," just for a moment.
Why?
To understand how it is that you can make everything about me. Eric bends to kiss him, and at that same time, presses the flat of the blade down against Charles' hip bone, other hand at his shoulder, pushing and pulling and bearing down all over him, tempting Charles to come. Charles' eyes are shining as he locks them at Eric's gaze. I don't trust you. If I did, it wouldn't be any fun. From the flashes that cross Eric's eyes, clear and obvious, and from the pressing against his thigh, Charles knows that he has the perfect measure of the man above him. He also knows that every time they do this, there is a risk. Each time, Charles surprises himself by how willing he is to take it. The end.